Guys, tell you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, hello, good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
25.
25, okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? 50-50?
Not probably. I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied on the way... the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. We have protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving the economy, providing affordable child care, reducing gun violence, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting women's productive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting LGBTQ rights, or fighting inflation, or signing up to the rise in racism and discrimination?
No, I'm not.
Okay, which one would you pick out of all of those? Which one do you think Congress should be focused on?
I don't know. I don't know.
Which one comes,
let me
repeat them. Which one comes closest to your point of view? We're like, okay, that one sounds protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, providing affordable child care, improving the economy.
Improve the economy.
Okay. All right, perfect. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse, okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can't get ahead? Okay. So you're falling behind, getting ahead, or keeping up?
Yeah, I'm falling behind.
Okay, thank you. In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? We have inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, unfair rigged economic system for the rich, too many people depending on the government for handouts, not enough good role models, racism and discrimination, poor work ethics, lack of good paying job opportunities, poor life choices and values by some, or the breakdown of the traditional family structure.
Good paying for jobs.
All right. Now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Tell me which one you think is the biggest reason. Too many guns flooding our streets, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, too many people suffering from mental health. Okay, gotcha. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you read a lot, a little, nothing at all, or a little?
No, a little.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
You support or oppose?
I support them.
You oppose them. You somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I'm not strongly opposed.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and comfortable with them. 50 means so-so, and 0 means no. They're your least favorite. So let's go with the first one, Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
We have right now 100.
You give him 100? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about the NAACP?
I don't know.
Okay. 0 to 100. Well, what do you lean more towards?
To what?
0 to 100.
What about what?
About the NAACP.
I don't know about that.
Okay. How about Barack Obama?
No.
How about Barack Obama from 0-0? Okay. How about Black Lives Matter? BLM. Black Lives Matter.
Black man.
Yeah, what do you think of that organization from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay. How about Beyonce?
Yeah, like
100?
Yeah.
How about critical race theory or CRT?
I don't know too much about them.
Okay. How about Kevin McCarthy?
Damn, these I don't know about right now too much.
How about Kamala Harris?
I never heard of them.
How about gay rights movement?
Never heard of them either.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Never heard of.
The feminist movement?
I never heard about them either.
Donald Trump?
0.
Don DeSantis?
I never heard.
Okay. All right, now, I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, that election was held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Cornel West, the third-party candidate. For whom would you vote?
I sure wouldn't vote for Donald Trump.
So we're leaning more towards Joe Biden?
Yeah.
All right. Now, switching things up a little, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally on a scale of 0 to 10. So 10 means that it will impact you majorly, 5 means somewhat, and 0 means, it's not going to impact me at all. So let's start with the first one, affirmative action ending. How will that impact you and you personally?
I don't understand. Yeah.
Affirmative action ending. These are just statements being read out to you. So when I say affirmative action ending, how will that impact you personally from 0 to 10? Remember, 10 means it will impact you a lot.
Well, it impacts me a lot, though.
So from 0 to 10.
can.
Okay, how about the country's economy going into the recession soon? How much will that impact you?
A lot.
So from 0 to 10?
10.
How about climate change?
I don't know about that.
Okay. How about crime and violence in this country? Crime and violence in this country. Zero. That won't impact you at all. Okay. So let's move forward here. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. Here's the first policy. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't know.
Okay. How about athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify? Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know about them either. Well, in your opinion. I have to go now.
No, we're almost done. We're at 90%.
No, but I have to go
by now. So you don't get these calls no more. You're just going to keep getting these calls throughout the night.
I got to go right now because this is important.
Oh, come on, please. This will be very quick.
No, I got to go. I say I have to go right now.